You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How can God's design for sex and marriage inspire us to excellence in our relationships? Discover more in this message from our new series, Selfless.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are in our third week of our series, Selfless. So first week, we talked about be imitators of Christ, walking in the light. And then last week, we talked about marriage, the marriage you've been looking for. And then sinabi natin, the only way for marriage to really work is when the husband and the wife are submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and experience the love of God so that we will be able to love others. Okay? And today, we'll be talking about something very important. We will talk about intimacy. Okay, the relationships that you've always been looking for. Ano bang klaseng relationship? Sino bang may standard ng relationship? Who got to say, who has the last say of, you know, kung ano yung tamang relationship? And what is acceptable relationship? So today, you know, pag pinag-usapan po natin yung relationship, there's got to be standards. No, just standards is very important because in the same, you know, kagaya po ng pagpapagupit ko. Okay, this is my standard haircut, okay, nowadays. Normally, pag pumunta po ako sa barbero ko, umuupo na lang ako, and I don't have to say anything. He knows exactly what to do with my hair. Okay? Tapos yesterday nga, I was asking him, should I shave my head? Sabi niya, hindi po bagay sa yun, sir. Okay na to. So may standard talaga, di ba? Kagaya din sa, alimaw, sakay ka ng jeep. Di ba? You would not want to take a jeepney na yung tambucho nasa loob. Di ba? Kasi hindi, that's not the standard. And even in our examinations, diba, yung mga licensure examinations, may standard. Kahit na one point lang yung binagsak mo dyan, you're still, hindi ka pa rin pasado. Kasi may standard. And when it comes to relationship, ang tanong natin, sino ba talaga ang nagbibigay ng standard? Because the movies will tell you a different story. The world will tell you a different story. People who would say, you know, especially when it comes to, again, hindi lang relationship, no? But purity and sex. Okay, sex? We're in church, Pastor. Ba't nagsasalita ka ng sex? Di ba? To some people, yung sex is so dirty. To some people naman, yung sex dapat hindi dapat pinag-uusapan sa church. Okay, and yet, kailangan po natin malaman, sino ba talaga ang nagbibigay ng standard? So what I want us to do today is that to read from the Bible and learn from the Bible, ano ba yung standard? Because God has set a very high standard for us to keep as believers. Okay, as followers of Jesus, meron pong napakataas na standard na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. And may I request everyone now to please stand as we will be reading God's Word from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 to 10. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead, let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light. Say, you are light. In the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today we ask that your Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know what Paul is saying here is very important because Paul, let me just take note of that, but among you. Okay, I want to take note of that, but among you. Say, among you. Paul is talking to believers. Okay, Paul is talking to the church in Ephesus wherein immorality is so prevalent. Okay, in that time, ang kanila pong background doon is they have this temple. Okay, they have this temple where they worship the god of fertility. Okay? Ephesus is actually has one of the seven wonders of the world. Meron po kasi dun sa city of Ephesus na isang malaking rock that they believe came from Artemis. Artemis is the name of the goddess, all right? In the Greek mythology, she's also called Diana. Both of them are goddess of fertility, all right? So in that culture, it is okay for man to go into the temple to worship their gods. Before they became a believer, before they came to know Jesus, the common practice, the mindset that they have, and the practice that they have when it comes to sex is very religious. Okay, in a sense that in order for you to have your highest type of worship to the goddess of fertility, Artemis, man should have sexual intercourse with the priestess. Okay, it should happen when they would go to the temple and they would have sex with the priestess. That is their highest form of worship. And so when they were, you know, before they came to know the Lord, that was the practice. Everyone was doing that in that culture. Corinthians is the same way. That is why they even have that term during that time to be Corinthianized. To really live a very talagang licentious living, okay? Very immoral. And this is the type of people that Paul is talking to. Okay, but yet Paul is talking to believers who used to live this way. So Paul is talking to them and telling them about purity. Now I just want to illustrate this. Okay, purity is something that God has for us. And if you have clean water, you drink this, right? If it's clean. But can you imagine if I put something here, would you drink this? Why? Kasi may standard. Because this is no longer pure. This is no longer clean, right? And exactly what Paul is talking about is that the believers, he's saying, there is a standard. There's a standard that we need to follow. And Paul is referring to the standard when it comes to sexual relationship with other people. He's talking about intimacy, okay? Now, if you're married here, you should really seek for intimacy, okay? How many married people do we have here? Come on, raise your hands. Happily married. Ayan. Okay, you should always seek intimacy with your partner. Amen. Now, if you're single here, for you, don't seek intimacy. Okay? Ang kainyo, intayin kasi. Okay? Alright? Intayin kasi. That's good. I was able to deliver that. Alright. Pero kasi pag iniisip mo, when it comes to purity, when it comes to sex, okay, sex is something that marami po tayong wrong notions, okay? Remember that the story I told you last week, yung little boy who drew something and then his dad commented, "Wow, ang ganda ng drawing." And then diba, the dad deciphered what the picture was. In the same way, ganun po tayo when it comes to sex. When it comes to understanding sex and purity, iba-iba po tayo ng pinanggagalingan, okay? To some people, to them, wrong notion about sex is this: sex is love. Diba? If you love me, baby, you know, you're gonna give it to me, diba? Because everyone is doing it. You know, every single person I know, whether they come to go to church or not, you know, they do it. Diba? Everyone is doing it because we love each other. Diba? And that is why we have this idea na, you know, sometimes we get to this, meron tayong mga sinasabi na, you know, it's so, abstinence is almost impossible when you're single. Okay, abstinence from sex. And then faithfulness is so difficult when you're married. And yet Paul is saying something. Okay, I don't want to go ahead of myself. He's another one, try before you buy. No? So you just keep trying. You just keep trying. Baka mami, okay to. You know, or sometimes, because practice makes perfect. Diba? I want to be good in bed with my spouse to be. So kailangan mag-practice ako. And you have that idea na para ka bumibili ng sapatos, lagi mo sinusukat muna, okay ba talaga itong sapatos na to? Bagay ba sa akin to? Okay? Because I remember, ako po medyo mahirap po akong bumili ng sapatos. Hindi ko alam kung paano piliin yung sapatos. So there was one time, bumili ako ng sapatos. Okay, sa Santa Lucia. Eh, nilakad ko na. Pumunta ako galing Santa Lucia. Gandito, ninakad ko rito. Pagdating dito, parang hindi maganda yung fit sa akin. Okay, sinoli ko. Diba? Parang ganun feeling natin sa sex, di ba? Pagka okay lang, pagka na-feel mo, okay lang. Pero minsan, pagka hindi, wag na. Parang ka lang nagugutom. Ganun, pagka gutom ka, like kumain ka, okay na. Di ba? Parang ganun. Basta feel mo na makipag-sex, okay lang kahit kanino. Parang kang aso. Di ba? Parang, because of your instinct. And yet, you know, that is what other people are saying, or some people naman are saying that sex is dirty. Again, that's another wrong notion. That sex is dirty. That is why we don't talk about it in church. That's why when we talk about sex, we talk very quietly. Yeah. We don't want people to hear that we're talking about sex. Di ba? Kasi baka marinig nila ang dudumi ng isip ng mga tao dyan sa Victory. Di ba? Sunday na Sunday, pinag-uusapan sex. Di ba? But again, what Paul is saying here, what is Paul saying? We need to understand what God has for us, okay? Sex, okay, I need to, okay. Sex is God's idea for marriage. It was God who thought up and created sex. Come on, let me say that again. God thought up and created sex. It was His idea. So He has the last say kung ano dapat at paano dapat gawin ang sex. When you think about it, it was God who created Adam and Eve. And when He created them, and when He put that part of their bodies, okay? Nung ginawa ni God yung private part nung woman at nung man, God wasn't surprised. And hindi siya na siya, ano yung ginawa ko? No, God didn't say that. God was actually happy. He created something and He said it was very good. Amen? They were very good. But then, God placed it in with boundaries. May boundary yung marriage. Alright? May boundary yung sex. It has to be inside that boundary of marriage. And then we can see it in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Okay? We can also see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Kasi kailangan po maintindihan natin yung standard ni God eh. Because we need to understand that God has this standard. And then tanong natin, why is God against immorality? Why is God against immorality? Why does God have a very high standard for us to follow? Because when you look at it, from the very beginning, God already created the standard. Okay? When He created that standard, it is a gift. Okay? It is a gift from God. Sex is a gift from God for His purpose. May purpose yung sex. Okay, may purpose siya. And then yung purpose niya, may boundaries. Alright? Let me just illustrate this. Okay, para pong may fireplace, no? Fireplace, of course, in the Philippines, wala tayong fireplace. Meron tayong drawing na fireplace. No? Pero in Australia, you have fireplace, right, Michael? Alright? So, sa Australia, malamig dun eh. But you know, yung pagka yung picture ng fireplace, when the fire is inside the fireplace, it's safe. It gives you the benefit of being warm. Pero lalo pag ngayon, maginaw eh, di ba? How you wish meron kang fireplace sa bahay nyo, no? And then nakikinig ka, nakuumubo ka, no? And then you get the benefit of it. Okay? But when the fire is outside that boundary, it will no longer bring you warmth and protection and pleasure, but rather destruction. In the same manner, God has placed boundaries sa sex. And it should be confined in the boundary of marriage. It should be consummated right there in marriage. That is God's design. When you follow that, when we follow that, we experience the pleasure, we experience the blessing, we experience the, you know, the goodness of God. But when we move away from that boundary, it will no longer be blessing. It will be curses. Okay? That is why ang dami nangyayari ng problema ngayon sa marriages. Ang dami nangyayari sa mga relationships na hindi dapat nangyayari. So, ano ba yung design talaga ni God? Very quickly, i-review lang po natin. Number one, ang design ni God for marriage is procreation. And in procreation, okay, it says in Genesis 1, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. You see, God's design is for people to create. They want to procreate. Kaya nga, when God created Adam, He created Eve along with Him. Babae yung kinreate niya. Why? Because they need to create. They need to procreate. They need to, you know, to produce children. But the idea is not just to produce children, but it also to produce children that will expand the kingdom of God. It is a kingdom mentality. You know, the best place to disciple our children is not in kids' church. I'm a kids pastor. Okay, I would really appreciate if you would bring your children to kids back, to kids church. But I also know that that is not the best place for discipleship. You know why? Because we only have your kids for 1 hour. The best place to disciple your children is inside your home. It's inside our home. It's our responsibility. Parents, it is our responsibility to disciple our children, to make sure that they love God and fear God, and that they will pursue God. So that to expand the kingdom of God. Here's what Tim Keller said about sex and the gospel. In this book, The Gospel and Sex. Very interesting title of a book. Okay? The Gospel and Sex. Parang, ha? Ang layo, no? Again, pagka dirty yung tingin mo sa sex, hindi mo maintindihan yan. But this is what he said. Sex is sacred. Because with God, it co-creates a new soul. Sex propagates the human race. Its purpose is not merely for building up a family name. The purpose of sex is to create families of disciples. Okay? To establish new communities. Can you imagine if we have communities of people who believed in discipling our children, then we won't have problem today in the Philippines with teenage pregnancy. We have a very strong problem with teenage pregnancy in the Philippines. And then according to studies, you know, Rizal is the number, is actually at the very top of it. Mga taga Rizal po, tayo po yun. Okay, Antipolo area, this is the area kung saan pinakamaraming teenage pregnancy. And that is sad. Why? Because we don't disciple our children. Okay? Procreation. Okay, procreation is one. Number two, okay, another reason why God created sex within the bounds of marriage is for pleasure. For pleasure. Can you imagine? Masaya yan. Nakakatuwa. Okay, magagalang ka. It's a wonderful thing. Walang guilt. You know, after you made love with your spouse, hindi ka magigilty. Ano yung ginawa ko? Nakasala po yan. No, there's nothing like that. You worship God. Diba? God is not KJ. Hindi killjoy si God. Diba? That's why when he created Adam, okay, again, no? Tingnan natin sa chapter 2. Then the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Again, that word helper, hindi po yun yung iniisip nating helper. Sa mind po kasi natin, when we think of helper, hindi skilled worker, okay? Hindi maliit yung sweldo, or yung helper, yung tagalinis ng bahay nyo. That is not what that's not the Bible is talking about when you talk about helper. It's talking about helper, someone of the same kind, but different functions. The same goals, okay? But different responsibilities. It actually complement man and a woman. Okay, then the rib that the Lord had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, this at last is the bone of my bones and flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Again, application for us. I already said this last week, but I want to repeat it again. Okay? Repeat na again pa. All right? Talagang because it's important. All right? Single ladies. How many single ladies do we have here? Let me tell you something. You do not have to always to follow the ways of the world. The ways of the world will say, if you have it, you flaunt it. Diba? But God's way is that just wait for God to prepare you and wait for your season, and then God will be the one to bring you to your Adam. Hindi mo siya kailangang hanapin. Okay? God, sa totoo po, meron pong forever. Okay? May forever. Because God has designed, I believe with all of my heart, that 90% of all single here will get married. Amen? Sabi ni iba, Lord, thank you. May Diyos. Now, if you're a single man, okay, if you're a single man, please, single man, take charge. Okay, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to God. When God, amazing, it was God who brought Eve to Adam. Adam wasn't looking for Eve. Guys, pagka nasa church kayo, nasa mga gathering kayo, mga single guys, huwag nyo na tinataas yung antena nyo. Siya na ba? Di ba, lahat na tinitingnan mo. Kung baka titig ka, parang naka-turtle neck na nga yung babae, pero ang titig mo, talagang, parang walang suot eh, no? Parang, hello? You don't have to worry about it. Okay, just be yourself. Be a man. Be a man of faith. And God will bring you this woman of your dream. Magugulat ka. When the Lord prepares everything, nandun yun. Now, if you're a student, okay, mga student dito, okay, halimbawa high school ka pa lang or college, okay, again, intayin kasi, ha? Intayin kasi, wag intimacy. You know, because the reason why your parents sent you to school, no, binibigyan ka ng baon yan para mag-aral, hindi makipag-date sa Jollibee. Ha? Huwag ka muna mag-isip ng Jollibee serye. Hindi ikaw yun. Hindi pa para sa iyo yun, okay? Ang panahon mo ngayon, mag-aral ka. Okay? Even if you're a college student, if you're not ready to settle down, if you're not ready to actually start a relationship that will end in marriage, then you have no right to start a relationship. Hello? Eh, Pastor, gusto ko mabago yung status ng Facebook ko eh. Di ba? Kailangan ba talaga? Kailangan talaga na merong kahawak sa kamay? You know, you have someone to, you know, that your status in your Facebook will be complicated into a relationship? Kailangan ba talaga yun? Why? You have to ask yourself why. And if you're not ready, don't start. Okay, if you're ready to get married and settle down, then that's go ahead. Amen?
Parang ayaw nang mag-attend ng mga single dito. Nakakadalawang linggo ka na, Pastor Alfred, ha?
And then verse 8, you know, look, ito, mga married people, married couples, this is what God says, this is the word of God for us about sex, no? And intimacy. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. A lovely deer, a graceful doe. Okay, parang hindi masyadong maganda yung translation sa atin, 'di ba? Mukhang kambing pala yung asawa ko, 'di ba? Okay, let her breast fill you at all times with delight and be intoxicated always in her love. Wow. You know, married couples, lalo na yung mga men, okay? Tayo mga men, let's be malasing tayo sa pagmamahal at pag-ibig at ng ating mga asawa, 'di ba? Because this is God's gift to us. They are God's gift to us. He who finds a wife finds a favor. Find what's good. Diba? Binless ka ni Lord. So take care of your wives. Okay, number two, number three. So it's procreation, pleasure, okay, and lastly, it's permanence. Permanence. Ibig sabihin, till death do us part. Till death do us part. Sex in marriage actually makes us permanent. It actually create more and more oneness in us. That is why verse 24 says, Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Okay, they will become one flesh. Again, to illustrate the word one flesh here is talking about when a man and a woman, two separate lives. When they get married, okay, ito din po yung pattern. Ang pattern is that a man and a woman will leave their family first and then get married and then become one. Okay, yung po ang pattern ng Bible. Hindi yung unahan mo muna, magwa-one muna kayo, saka kayo magpapaalam sa parents nyo kasi may buntis ka na, and then saka kayo magpapaalam. No, that's not the way it is. The Bible tells us the way to go is you leave your parents, be married, and be one. And this oneness that's talking about is complete and deep oneness. Okay, you become just like one person. Just to illustrate, parang two different lives. Grabe, puso talaga, no? Kasi hearth month, eh, di ba? This illustrates two different lives. Pagka when oneness becomes when you get married, okay, and you start and you consummate your marriage and you become one. As if it's just one heart. No longer two. Because that is God's design. And Corinthians also tells us. 1 Corinthians 6 says, okay, verses 15 through 20, you read it when you get home, that, again, Paul was talking to people, yung buhay nila, immorality is a lifestyle. That is the way they live. Okay lang sa kanila yung sex outside their marriage. Okay lang. In their time, yung husband, kahit ganong karaming babae, okay lang. Okay? And yet when Christianity came, when the gospel came to Ephesus and Corinth, that completely changed. Okay, and then Paul said, ang sinabi ni Paul sa kanila, you guys have to understand that you are a member of Christ's body. You are one with Christ. But when you have sex with a temple prostitute, what Paul is saying in Corinthians 6, when you have a sexual relationship with another person who is not your wife, okay? When you have sexual relationship with someone who is not your wife, it's never just physical. Because you become one with that person. there's that attachment that happens. You become one. Because the idea of marriage is permanence. The idea of marriage is exclusivity. Exclusivity. And you become one and more when you have sexual relationship with your wives. And can you imagine being one and then you try to separate it? You see, this used to be one. This is what happens, okay? You become one with that person that you have sexual relationship with. And then when you try to separate that, you might think it's just physical, but it always leaves a mark. Nasisira ka. It destroys you. Something, some part of you is taken away from you. And the more you do it with other people, the more you do it with more people, the more broken you become. That's why sex is never physical. That's why Paul is encouraging them, don't have sex with people who is not your wife. Okay? Are you getting this? That is why verse 25 says this, okay? Then man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. There was no shame in being, well, you know, being naked with your spouse. Why? Because that's your wife. Because that's your husband. You can uncover yourself with your spouse and there's no guilt. No one is getting hurt. But when you do it outside of marriage, when you have sex outside of marriage, when you have sex before marriage, you hurt yourself, you hurt your children, you hurt your partner, and you hurt God. That is why it's so important to understand that, you know, sex in marriage causes you to be more one with each other. Exclusivity, okay? It says here, those who live longest have only one wife. Okay, this is according to a study. Now, this is not given by a preacher, a priest, okay, a religious leader. This study was given by a cardiologist. Okay? Cardiologist, who said that? Okay, those who live longest have only one wife. Amazing. Exclusivity creates intimacy and prolongs life. Exclusivity creates intimacy. Just to illustrate, can you imagine the day before you get married? The day before you get married, your partner asks you and said, "Honey, is it okay for me to go and hook up with my ex-girlfriend?" Pero isang oras lang, wag kang mag-alala. Would you do it? No, that's insane. Di ba hindi mo gagawin yung wife? Because it's exclusive. It's exclusive. That's why Paul is saying all this in Corinthians, in Ephesians. Let's go back to Ephesians now. This is the application. The reason why God is against immorality. The reason why God's standard is so high. And the reason why God, Paul is saying this to the Corinthians. Said, but among you, there must not even be a hint. Okay? Not even a hint of sexual immorality. Why? Kasi nga, kahit na hint lang, kahit na konti lang, kahit na yung patext-text mo lang yung ano yung eat na you. Di ba? Tapos hindi mo naman wife. Di ba? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why are you texting those kind of texts to people who are not your wife? Who are not your spouse? Asan ka na? Miss na kita. Huh? You know, not even a hint. Not even a hint of sexual immorality. You know, in our Facebook, you know, sometimes yung social media is good, but there are a lot of bad things that happens in social media. You understand that, right? Sabi ni Paul, not even a hint. You don't flirt around as a married person. Hello? Because that's what Paul is saying. This is our standard. If you're single here today, okay, not even a hint. Pag may mga talking na yung mga green jokes, sinasakyan mo ba? Nakikitawa ka rin? O lumalabas ka? O sa'yo galing yung green jokes? Not even a hint. Why? Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk nor crude joking which are out of place. Out of place. But instead, let there be what? Thanksgiving. Can you imagine? Paul is saying all the sinful things about, you know, all the sinful thing about sex and everything. And yet he said, ang sagot dyan, to battle it is you have to be thankful. You have to be grateful. You have to know that you are complete, satisfied in God. You need to know who you are in God. You need to know what Christ has done for you. That is why Paul said in verses 1 and 2, be imitators of Christ. Walk in the light. That is why Paul said that. Because he wants you to understand, because if you are not content, if you are not satisfied, if you don't know who you are in Christ, and you get into a relationship, that relationship will not make you complete. Actually, ang mangyayari, magiging para kang vampire. You will suck the life out of that person you're having a relationship with. Because you're not whole. You're not whole, but you're full of holes. You're not complete. That's why it's so important to be thankful to God. You need to know that I am complete now. I am now complete in Christ. I am now, you know, I am saved. I am complete in Christ. I don't need a love life, okay, to complete me. I don't need a boyfriend to complete me. I don't need an extramarital relationship to complete me. I am complete in Christ. My spouse cannot complete me. Okay, my spouse will disappoint me and I will disappoint my spouse. I will make my spouse unhappy. But when we understand that we are complete in Christ, when we understand that we are complete and satisfied and content and we know who we are in Christ, then we will not look for people to have a relationship with us. Again, mga high school students. High school students. May mga high school students ba dito? High school students? Okay, let me talk to you. Okay? Huwag ka munang makikipag-crush-crush. Okay? Because, eh, Pastor, ang galing-galing niya mag-basketball, eh. Saka ang cute-cute niya. Di ba? Saka bagay kami. Di ba? You know why? Because next year, iba na naman yung crush mo. Hello? May iba. Kasi may mas magaling mag-basketball sa kanya. Right? Because crush will crush you. Hello? So, don't get too involved. Okay, hindi ka pa ready dyan. You're not ready for that yet because you're, you know, your season is not for that yet. Your season is to study and do well in school. Okay? And honor God with your grades. Okay? High school students, college students, I want to talk to you. Okay? Kasi sa college, mas matindi yung ano eh, mas matindi yung pressure. Di ba? Ha? Ilang taong ka na? Ibig sabihin, virgin ka pa? You know? Wala ka bang boyfriend? Oh my golly, no, kami nakakalima na, ikaw wala pa. You know, the pressure is there. Okay, and minsan, iniisip mo yung pressure na yan. You know, I have a classmate, you know, I think I told you before that I'm trying to finish my degree in education, no, at BNU. Meron akong classmate, ngayon sa bagong, sa noong semester, I really appreciated her, okay? She's 18 years old, and second year na siya sa college, sa BNU. And ang sabi ko sa kanya, nakausap namin yung mga iba niyang kaibigan doon, nag-uusap kami, sabi ko, so sino mga kaibigan nung before, nung first year? Ay, wala po akong kaibigan. Tapos nag-echo yung dalawang kaibigan, wala po yung kaibigan nung first year. Kasi po, talaga pong lahat kinakalaban niya. And then sabi niya, sabi ko, why? Ano ba yung pinaglaban mo? Eh kasi po, one of my, you know, one of the things I said in one of our class is that my love for Jesus is something that is non-negotiable. And virginity is a virtue for me. And yung mga classmates niya, talagang tinira siya ng tinira. And she stood her ground. I mean, I don't care what you say. My love for Jesus is non-negotiable. How I wish we have a lot of young people like that. Di ba? Ngayon, hindi eh. Yun, naalala ko tuloy yung merong story ng college student na ganun. Meron siyang mga college student siya. Talagang virgin ba siya? Tapos lagi siyang inaalaska ng mga classmates niya. Doon nakikita siya na virgin, virgin, virgin. Na lagi siya inaalaska. Every day, pag nakikita siya, oy, and then si, virgin, virgin, virgin. Di ba? Inaalaska siya palagi. And then finally, nainis na siya. Kinonfront niya, sabi niya sa kanila, you know what? I can always be like you. But you will never be like me again. Come on. That is why Paul said, why is God's standard so high? Because, but among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality because these are improper. These are improper for God's holy people. They're improper. That's no longer who you are. That is no longer who you are. You have to remember that these people were worshiping, okay, the goddess of fertility, and the highest form of their worship is immorality. That's their standard. And yet God said, and Paul said, this is no longer who you are. That is no longer, that's not proper anymore. You know why? When we do the ways of God, when we actually move away from the, you know, from what God has said, from His standard, ito pong nangyayari sa Pilipinas ngayon. DOH says, Philippines has 29 HIV cases daily. Daily. You know why? Because we are moving away from the boundaries and the standard of God. It's men having sex with men, about 82% of cases. And the age now, who are having HIV, is now 15 to 24 years old. Getting younger every year. Dati 30 to 40 years old. Pero ngayon, can you imagine this? Because when we don't follow the standard of God, that is why God says, you need to follow my standard. You know why? Because it's for your own protection. It's for your pleasure. That's why verse 8 says this, for at one time you were darkness. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. You are now children of light. From darkness, this is who you, this is what, ano, ito ka dati. Pero, that's no longer who you are. You see, God has given us this standard. A very clear standard so that we can enjoy His presence. Okay? God has given us the gift of sex with clear standards so that we may understand His selfless love. And that standard, my friend, and the boundary of sex is within marriage. And when we do that, we actually experience the love of God. You actually experience that God so loved you. That's why He thought of this standard. Parents, let me talk to you. If you have children, you are the very first person that should talk to your children about sex. Don't let entertainment tell them what sex is all about. Don't let YouTube teach them what sex is all about. It should come from us. That is our responsibility as parents. But then now you're here today and you're saying, but Pastor, what about, you know, what if I've blown it? What if I'm no longer a virgin? What if actually hindi lang ako hindi virgin, but I've done it so many times with so many people? Is there hope for me? What if I'm married, now I've committed adultery? Is there hope for my marriage? I'm a Christian now, but I still do these things. I'm still having immoral relationship with people. Is there hope for me? Well, the good news is, at verse 6, at chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, this is what Paul said. Again, Corinthians and Corinth and Ephesus are very similar with the background that they're having. It is pareho silang parehong sobrang dami ng immorality, just like what's happening now. That was their lifestyle. Look at what the Bible says. And such were some of you. And such were some of us. We were living an immoral life. We used to be that way, but Paul is saying, but you were washed. They washed. Say washed. Okay, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. I mean, that's what God has done. It is okay. You know, it's not okay that you did it, but it's okay that you come to Christ now. And there is hope. Because God is a God of second chances. Amen? He can renew you and He can transform you. I mean, you will be amazed at what God can do in your life. Eh, what if, Pastor, hindi naman po talaga ako may kasalanan eh. I was abused. Okay, some of us probably meron naging ganung experience, no? And then, ginawa mo, because na-abuse ka, pinangatawanan mo na lang. Marumi naman ako din eh. Hindi na ako virgin. What will I know? Pangatawanan ko na to. No, God can restore you. Amen? God can restore you. And you just have to come before Him. Again, let me go back to this example. You see, we were all dirty. We were all impure. All of us. Some of us, actually, dapat nga dyan, dapat all of us. And such were all of us. We were all dirty, we were all immoral, we were all going on our own way. And yet, I love this verse. And yet it says, we were washed. We're sanctified and we're justified. Because of what Christ has done on the cross, He made us clean. The dirt is taken away. From impure to being pure again. There is hope, my friends. There's hope. So I don't know where you are with what God is doing in your life. I don't know where you are, where you stand with purity, living pure. I don't know where you are in your marriage. I don't know where you are as a single person. But there is hope for all of us. We are washed. That's why, kung Christian ka ngayon, and then namumuhay ka pa sa immorality, you know what? Let me tell you something. Hindi na bagay sa iyan. Hindi na ikaw yan. You can live a pure life. If you're married today and your marriage is broken because of immorality and adultery, God can restore you. There's hope. Can we just bow down our heads and close our eyes? Lord Jesus, today, we just want to thank you. Lord, yes, your standard is so high. Yes, you hate immorality because it's sin, because it will destroy our lives. Lord, thank you that even when we have fallen so far away from your standard, you came down and died for us so that we could be restored back to you, so that our lives would be restored, so that we could be washed, so that we could be sanctified, so that we could be justified, so that we could stand righteous before you. Lord, thank you. Lord, kung yung mga Corinthians nga, sa kay mga Ephesians, they are so wicked. I mean, that was their lifestyle. Every day of their life, they were living an immoral life. And yet, you transformed them. Eh, paano pa po kami, Lord? Some of us are not that bad. And yet, you can still restore us. Lord, thank you that there's hope. Thank you that we can actually live a pure life. And right now, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, why don't you just pray before God? Why don't you come before Him? Maaring ikaw ay nagkasala, maaring namumuhay ka ngayon ng immoral. Okay? Maaring hinahanap mo yung satisfaction mo sa pornography. Maybe you are into pornography right now. And God is saying to you, that's no longer you. Hindi na bagay sa yan. Why don't you come before me and repent? And I will cleanse you. I will make you right. I will make you pure. Why don't you come before Him right now? Just pray. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I do not want to embarrass anyone. Just come before Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. Let Him cleanse you. That's what His Word says. If you come to me and confess your sin, I am righteous to cleanse you, to forgive you and cleanse you of all your unrighteousness, all the dirt taken away. Come before Him right now. Or maybe you're married. Maybe there is some problem in your marriage right now because merong immorality. If one of you have committed adultery, God can restore you. Release forgiveness to your spouse and ask God to forgive you for holding on to that. And release your spouse. Believe that God can restore your spouse and restore your relationship. Just come before Him right now. And for all of us, ask God for a heart that is pure. Let's ask Him, Lord, keep me pure. Lord, help me understand that sex is your gift. Sex should be enjoyed in the bounds of marriage.